This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast or YouTube feed, 94 WIP, check it out there as we get set. We are so close now, 2 days away from the start of the 2025 MLB season. I know a couple, you know, last week the Dodgers and the Cubs played a couple games, but I mean the Philly season starts on Thursday in D.C. against the Nationals. We had a lot of conversation on the midday show yesterday about Rob Thompson and about his status here as the manager of the team and whether or not you put him on the hot seat to start the season. I am. I'm putting Rob Thompson in the hot seat. I think that he has done a nice job here so far, but obviously haven't gotten over the hump. And I think the last couple Octobers have been super, super disappointing for the team. And as I look forward to this season, I can't have an extension of last year into the beginning of this year and just shrug my shoulders. The Phillies were a 500 baseball team from July on last year. They have an older team. If they're 500-ish through the beginning of April into May, you know, I'll put the manager in the hot seat. And part of the reason that I'm pressing that button as early as I am is I want to push back on a thought that this thing starts in October. I don't believe it does. I don't believe this Philly season starts in October. I believe the Philly season starts on Thursday. And the reason I say that is I don't believe the Phillies are a lock to make the playoffs. They're a good baseball team, but the National League has gotten better. The National League is the superior league. If the Phillies were in the American League, without question, they'd be in October. Then I would say, wake me up when October starts. That's not the league this year. The Braves will be a better baseball team. The Mets will be a better baseball team. The Cincinnati Reds are going to be a good baseball team with Terry Francona. The Chicago Cubs should be a better baseball team. The Milwaukee Brewers, despite all the losses they always seem to have, are always a good baseball team. They're like the Rays of the National League. The Dodgers are a great baseball team, maybe the greatest collection of talent I've seen in the sport in 20 years. The Padres have a lot of talent. Now, they lost some people from last year. I don't believe they're quite as good as they were to end last season, but they have a lot of talent. And the Arizona Diamondbacks made the World Series 2 years ago, barely missed by a game last year, and got better with the signing of Corbin Burns this offseason. So I just ran through three in the East, three in the Central, three in the West. That's nine teams. There are six spots. This is going to be a challenge for the Phillies to even qualify for the playoffs. All right, let's go through the National League here. Some numbers, some projections. And again, I'm not trying to sound the alarm and say the Phillies aren't good. If the Phillies play up to their potential, they'll be a playoff team. I believe they'll be in the dance in October if their starting pitching stays healthy and they get what we expect out of the offense. But if they slip up or there's injuries or they middle around the way they did in the second half last year, they simply won't make the playoffs. I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news. I mean, I'm telling you, this is the way the National League is this year. We got to be prepared for a season where all the games matter. It's not just like, hey, let's just cruise till October and then we'll wake up and react then. No. These games matter. The National League is going to be a gauntlet this year of good baseball teams. So let's look through some of the projections right now. Let's start with the more optimistic one for the Phillies. That would be Fangraphs. Fangraphs currently, MLB playoff odds, has the Phillies projected to win 87 games. And just to let you know, Fangraphs is notorious for being conservative with projections. They're not going to go and project many teams to win 95 to 100 games. In fact, I think they only have one team in baseball over 90. They have two teams in baseball over 90 wins, just the Braves and the Dodgers. That's it. Everybody else is between, and even the bad, they don't project that bad. Like, they have the White Sox at 62 wins, which is a huge jump from last year. They have the Marlins, who have one of the most nondescript rosters in the sport, at 69 wins. They have the Rockies at 63. So that they usually see everyone basically between 70 and 85 wins. That's just the way Fangraphs projects things. So we'll go off that, just kind of that baseline. They have the Braves projected at 93, Phillies at 87, Mets at 86. They give the Braves a 93.2% chance to make the playoffs, Phillies 72, Mets 62, to win a division. Braves 63.7, Phillies 21.4, Mets 14.6% to win the division. They have the entire Central under 50% to make the playoffs. They have Dodgers at 98.1 to make the playoffs. They have the Diamondbacks at 61.2, and they have the Padres at 30.6 to win the World Series. They give the Phillies a 5.8% chance to win the World Series. That's Fangraphs. Let's look at Baseball Reference now. They are not as strong on the Phillies. They have the Phillies at 84 and 77, 84 wins in the projection. They give the Phillies a 41.3% chance to make the playoffs, a 24.3% chance to earn a wild card, 17% to win the division. They give them a 2.1% chance to win the World Series. So two different odds, but one of them has a 41% chance. One has it as a, about 70% chance to make the postseason here for the Phillies. A win projection between 84 and 87 on the two spots. So I think that's a good baseline to kind of gauge what's going on here and what's happening across baseball. And I think for the purpose of this, we need to look at the East and the West. The Central's going to get a team. I think the Central's weaker than East and West. I don't think you need to win 95 games to win the NL Central. I'm going to pick the Cincinnati Reds to win that division. I think they could win it with 87, 88 wins. And then it's a matter of where Milwaukee and Chicago will fit underneath that. I think they'll be in that 85 to 86, 87 range as well. So that's kind of the baseline for the Central. I think the East will take over 90 wins. My guess right now is the Mets are going to win the division. Let's say 92 wins. The Braves going to be about 90. I have the Phillies in my mind this morning at 80, 88, 89 wins this season. I go to the West, and I have the Dodgers at 110 wins, you know, maybe more than that. I'm going to put the Diamondbacks in for about 90 wins. I think that's a really good baseball team that improved from last year with the addition to Corbin Burns and Fott. They've got a lot of starting pitching with Merrill Kelly and Zach Gallen on a contract year. Corbin Carroll could be an MVP candidate. I like that team. And then you have the Padres, who feel like the wild of the wild cards to me because their high-end players are still very good. I mean, when I go, you know, I'm going to pull up roster resource of the Padres. It's still a good baseball team. I thought down the stretch last year, they were the most dangerous team in baseball. They were the team if they were up 2-1 on the Dodgers. The Dodgers players said after the World Series, their biggest challenge was getting through San Diego. It gives you a sense of how good they are. But the first, I would say, six in their lineup, it's good. I mean, it's Luis Arraez, Tatis, Jackson Merrill, Manny Machado, Cronenworth, Xander Bogaerts. And then the bottom, it's a little bit more, Gavin Sheets, Jason Hayward, Elias Diaz, Martin Maldonado on the bench, Yuli Gurriel, Jose Iglesias, Brandon Lockridge. It's not a great... They're going to miss Profar. I like the top of their order. They have very little strikeout in there. They have some power with Tatis, power at Machado, power at Merrill. And they've got three super high-end players. Arraez is a really good player. Cronenworth's a solid player. Bogaerts, I think, will bounce back a little bit for them. They'll put the bat on the ball. I like the top three in the rotation with King, Cease, Pivetta. Right now, Darvish is hurt. They're going to miss Musgrove for the season. But and the bullpen should be really good. To me, they are are you in or you're out team. I could see them being in it and adding like they do every time they seem to be in it. Also, I could also see them falling out of it. They get one more pitching injury. If they lose Machado or Tatis for a period of time, the team could be in big trouble. So I could see them being in or out. If they're in, though, that complicates things for the Phillies because the Phillies will have teams nipping at their heels. Right now, the way I view the postseason in the National League is I'm going to write the Reds in and win the Central. I'm going to put the Mets to win the East. I'm going to put the Braves as a playoff team. I'm going to put the Diamondbacks, the Dodgers as a playoff team. Dodgers winning the West. So that leaves one spot for the Phillies. And right now I'm going to put them as that team to get that spot. I have them about 89 wins, winning the last National League wild card. But that puts them in the mix with whoever finishes second and third in the Central. Let's say the Brewers, Cubs in that mix, and the Padres. And we know the Padres last year were that hot and that team down the stretch that no one wanted to play, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. So what's the gap in wins that separates San Diego, if they don't sell, the Cubs, the Brewers, the Phillies? And look, there could be a surprise. I don't think Washington's ready, fully ready. I don't like this Cardinals team. The Giants, some people think, could be a surprise. I don't really see it, though. They have some interesting pitching. Colorado will stink. The Marlins will stink. Nationals have a shot to be maybe that surprise team, at least for the first half of the season. But it's probably to be Phillies, Brewers, Cubs, Reds, like whoever doesn't win the Central, and the Padres. And I look at all those teams, and I say the low end, if they're all healthy and they're pushing for the postseason, it's going to be that 85 win range, and the high end is going to be 90. So we're talking about five games that will separate the Phillies from potentially missing the playoffs to making the postseason and trying to go on another run and give this thing another chance. So that's not a big margin. You know, last year the Phillies had a large margin for error in the second half of the season. It's why I never really got worried about their slump in terms of missing the playoffs, in terms of the division. They had a huge lead. They had the ability, and they really didn't have anyone chasing them except the Atlanta Braves. They had the ability all summer long to coast because they knew, once May was over last year, you knew the Phillies were going to make the playoffs. You just absolutely knew they were. And I don't get the sense this year it's going to be as easy. I look at the 2025 Phillies, and I think there are some things that have total certainty. Zach Wheeler is going to be a great pitcher. Bryce Harper is going to be a great player. Kyle Schwarber is going to be a tremendous slugger. Those things are locked in. Aaron Nola, although I do think when you look beneath the engine, you know, you kind of lift the hood up a little bit, there's been some slippage here. The last couple years, he's not as dominant as he was a few years ago, but I still think he's professional enough, it's smart enough that he's going to figure it out. Like last few years, his strikeout to walk has gone from 8.10 in 2022 when he finished fourth in the Cy Young to 4.49 to 3.94. Now, can he kind of hold this level? His strikeout rate has gone from 11.1. Actually, last 5 years, 12-1, 11-1, 10-3, 9-4, 8-9. Can he hold this level for a few more years and keep it in that strikeout to walk in the high 3.6, 3.7, 3.8, 3.9? Keep that strikeout rate in the upper 8 to 9, you know, 8-6, 8-7, 8-8, 8-9, 9-0. Can he keep that walk rate around 2 to 2.5 per nine, then he'll still be effective. He'll get up his home runs, and that's where the runs will come from. I think the ERAs for Nola will hover more like 3.7, 3.8 than 3.2, 3.3 anymore in his career. But can he hold off the next level of decline? I think he can for one more year. It's coming, though. I mean, he's going to flatten out and be a mid-rotation guy more towards his mid-30s, then he is top of the rotation. But that's okay, because Christopher Sanchez looks like he's about to level up. So you have your one in Wheeler, you have your two in Sanchez, you have your three in Nola. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I have question marks about Lizardo, though. I have question marks about the fifth start in the rotation, fifth spot in the rotation until Painter gets here. I have a lot of question marks about the bullpen. I have question marks throughout the lineup beyond Harper and Schwarber. You know, Castellanos, I guess, is kind of predictable, but the other guys are up and down, including Trey Turner. So I look at a team that I think will win about 88 or 89 games. I'm not looking at a team that's going to win 100 baseball games or cruises to the postseason. And that's why my fandom is going to be on every day this year, because I don't look at them as they're a dead set lock to make the playoffs, that there's no question, no questions asked. We gotta hold them accountable, and we need to kind of focus in on the little things all season long, because this NL is going to be really, really good. And there's going to be a team. I'm not sure if it's San Diego or the Phillies or, you know, and I could be wrong on the NL East. Maybe the Phillies win the division again and the Mets and Braves are fighting the wild card. Maybe the Braves win it and Mets and Phillies, whatever the order is. But I'll put it this as simple as I possibly can this way. Third place in the NL East, whoever that is, the team that finishes third in the National League East, I don't believe is a lock to make the playoffs. They all have to play each other 12 times. That's a lot of games against each other. I believe the Nationals are going to be improved this year with an extra year of their young players getting seasoning. With Dylan Cruz, we'll see this team on opening day. Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams. They added some, I would say some, how do I want to put it? You know, professionals throughout the team. Soroka in the rotation. I'm going to pull up their roster right now because those are 12 games that could determine things. You know, really kind of which of the big three in the NL East, the Mets, the Braves, or the Phillies have some struggles against the Nats. You know, Abrams, Cruz, Wood, Josh Bell, a pro. Luis Garcia, Nathaniel Lowe, a pro. Paul DeJong, a pro. Kaber Ruiz, Jacob Young. That's not a bad bait. That's not a terrible lineup. Alex Call, Med Rosario off the bench. Gore, Williams, Irvin, Parker, Soroka in the rotation. I think Hurz is going to come at some point. The bullpen is pretty nondescript. I don't like their bullpen at all. That's where they're going to lose a lot of games with Finnegan as their closer, Jorge Lopez. This is not a good bullpen. Poche, Jackson Rutledge, not a good bullpen. That's where they'll lose their games. They're probably going to finish with about 675 wins. But, you know, I think they've got a chance to be more competitive this year, which obviously impacts things. The Rockies in the West will be a bad baseball team that will give free wins to the top of the West. So the Marlins could be some free wins in the East. This all impacts things. I'm excited for this season. I can't wait for baseball on Thursday. I'm honing in on every game because I don't believe whoever finishes third in the NL East, could be the Mets, Braves, Phillies, whoever, is a lock to make the playoffs. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and listening to the podcast. You guys have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.